Well, good morning, everyone. This is John Alls, and I want to welcome you back on behalf of Independence Baptist Church. Now, 2 weeks ago, we started a message dealing with what the Bible says about the creation of the world. Originally, I thought we'd have this topic covered and wrapped up in 2 weeks, but we didn't quite get it done last week. So in this morning's message, Pastor Reynolds is going to be continuing with some additional facts about the creation of the world.
Genesis 1, verse 1 through 5 states, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day." The Bible tells us that God has created this entire universe. We have spoken to you a couple of times about this very important subject. I know sometimes that it's very difficult to understand the truth of the Word of God, especially in light of all the propaganda that's out there in this world today, teaching us that the world is millions and millions of years old. But the Bible says that God has created all of the heaven and all of the earth, and God has created everything that's in it. The Bible states in the book of John 1 and verse number 3, "All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." Think of this. The Bible says in the book of John 1 and verse number 3 that all things were made by God. Speaking about the creation here, the Bible says that all things were created by God, and he brought it into existence. Hebrews 1 and verse 10 through verse 12 states again for us, "And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they shall all wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture thou shalt fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail." The Bible tells us in this place that this world is going to pass away, but God will never, ever pass away. You see, God in the beginning was already God. God has not evolved. God is exactly the same as he was when he spoke the worlds into existence, because you don't change anything that's perfect, and God is absolutely perfect. He is without sin of any kind whatsoever. The entire creation has been made by God, and God said in Genesis 1:31 that it was very good when he got all finished creating all of the earth. The Bible says that the entire creation will get old, but God will never age at all. The Bible says in the beginning, that's when the Lord laid the foundations of the earth. The Bible says that the heavens are the work of the hands of the Lord. The Bible goes on in verse number 11 of Hebrews 1, and it says, "They shall perish, but thou remainest." The Bible goes on and it talks about how great God really is, because God is created by speaking into existence this entire world, this entire universe, all of this creation. God has spoken it into existence. This is an amazing thing that God just said, and it was so. This is how it happened. It's not by any kind of evolutionary form at all, but God spoke, and the world came into existence. You see, the Bible says in Genesis 1 and verse number 1, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." So the earth and the heaven are here because God has created, he has brought them into existence, the heaven and the earth. But why in the world did God ever create this heaven and the earth in which we live? Why did God ever do that? Somebody would say, well, he was lonely. I don't think God was lonely at all. I don't think God missed anything at all before he created us. I don't think he was lonely one bit. But I believe that God has created all of this world for himself. Read with me, please, in the book of Proverbs 16 and verse number 4. The Bible informs us in this place of why God has created this entire universe in which we live. The Bible says, the Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. God has created all things. Everything that you see, everything you look at, has been created by the power of Almighty God. And it has been created that he would get glory and honor from it every bit. Even the wicked for the day of evil. God knows about all of that. We need to trust in the Lord much more than we trust in anything else. In the book of Revelation, chapter 4 and verse number 11, the Bible ends with this book, the book of Revelation. And it says in Revelation 4 and verse number 11, he says, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. This is absolutely the truth. You see, God has created everything on this earth. God has created all of the stars. God has created all of the moons. God has done it all. He spoke it all into existence. I know personally that I had trouble believing this. I really did. I was raised in a Christian home. I was taught the truth of the Word of God. But I had trouble believing this very simple fact that God has created all of this earth. I did not have any trouble believing that God created all this earth until I was in college and until I faced this idea of evolution all by myself. It was then and then only that I began to wonder about the creation of God. Listen, today, if you're ever wondering about the creation of God, you're not alone. Don't think that you're by yourself at all. But know and be assured of this fact, that God has created all of this world. And God has placed you in this world. And God wants you to have confidence in him. God don't want you to have confidence in the theory of evolution. God don't want you to believe any of that stuff. But God wants you to believe that God has created all of this world in just 6 24-hour days. That's how long it took God to create all of this world. And then he rested on the Sabbath day. You see, the Bible says in the book of Genesis 1 and verse number 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Notice again, Genesis 1 and verse number 1. The Bible says here, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The word beginning here, it's in Genesis 1, verse number 1. It means the first or the very beginning. This is truly the beginning of all time. This is truly the beginning of all of this earth when God spoke it into existence. If this is truly the beginning, then there was nothing before it. Understand that that's so. If Genesis 1:1 is really the truth, then there was nothing before it. There was nothing at all. As far as humans are concerned, there were none. As far as any of God's creation, it is gone. It is not there. It is simply the beginning. In the very first, God has created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1 is not the beginning of God, because God never did have a beginning. And he never will have an ending. This is exactly what Hebrews 1 and verse 10 through verse number 12 states. God, you see, is eternal. He is without beginning and he is without ending. But this earth in which we live had a beginning, because the Bible says in the book of Genesis 1 and verse number 1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Read with me, please. Hebrews 1 and verse 10 through verse number 12 once again. The Bible said, "And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, all this heaven and all this earth, they shall perish, but thou remainest." You see, in verse number 11, "But thou remainest." God will always be God. He will always be God, because he's an eternal God. But this world is not eternal. This world had a beginning. The Bible says in Genesis 1 and verse number 1, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." The Bible states in Hebrews 1 and verse number 12, "And as a vesture thou shalt fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail." I'm glad that God will never, ever fail. This body we live in, it will fail. One of these days, this body will die because of sin. I mean, that's absolutely the way it is. You know, there's nothing like finding confidence and hope and trusting God through the word that is given to us. He's given to us in the Bible, the King James Bible. He's given to us all the things that we need. It can give you assurance of his blessings upon you, and he can help you in your present day troubles. God can really bless. In the book of Job 38 and verse 4 through 7 confirms this very important thought by stating this, as God speaks to Job. He says, "Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof? If thou knowest, or who has stretched a line upon it, whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened, or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy." When God created this world, there was great pleasure, because God was speaking the worlds into existence. God spoke the universe. The Bible said in Genesis 1, verse number 1, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." And when God created the heaven and the earth, "My, all of the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy." There was a God upon the earth that could perform all of these things. God asked Job where he was when God created the foundations of the earth in the beginning, when the morning stars sang for joy. And God will ask us the same thing. Where were we? This tells us how important that we really are. We're important not because of us. Rather, we're important because that God has given to us importance. He has touched us, and he has let us understand his word. We're trusting in the Lord, and God is the one that gets the glory and the honor for it all. And we only can praise his own holy name. I mean, that's all we can do, because God has created everything by speaking it into existence. The Bible says in the book of Revelation 22 and verse number 16 that Jesus Christ is the morning star. The Bible says in Revelation 22, verse 16, "I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches." He says, "I am the root and the offspring of David. I am the bright and morning star." You see, indications in Job are that the morning stars, that is the plural word, are the angels that God created to praise him and to be his messengers upon this earth. But Jesus Christ is the morning star. That's a singular pronunciation. That 2/3 of the angels God created to worship him. The other third of the angels followed Satan when he rebelled against the Lord. And he didn't want man to rule over this earth. He wanted to rule that. He thought it was his. But God said, no, it's not yours. It's mine. And I'll give it to whomsoever I will, like it or not. According to Revelation 12 and verse 4, one third of the angels God created followed Satan in his rebellion against God. We might think that's strange, but we really shouldn't. Because today, there's a lot of people that rebel against God. There's a lot of people that say that God didn't create this world. There's a lot of people that believe that evolution brought the worlds into existence, but they're wrong. The Bible says over and over and over again, in almost every book of the Bible, that God has created this whole universe, this whole earth on which we live. The Bible goes over this point many, many times. And that's the way it is. We need to understand and just believe that God has created all of this earth and all of the heavens and everything that we see. God has created every bit. But today, oftentimes, we're too busy to even sit down and look at the stars at night and to realize that God is the one that's created all of those things. Oftentimes, our days are filled with busyness. The devil is good about that. The devil wants us to be busy so we won't think about where we're going when we die. But we need to serve the Almighty God. He is the one that can save our unworthy soul. He's the one that loves us. I appeal to you that you might trust in the living God, that you might turn to Him. If you're a lost sinner, that you might repent and believe in Jesus Christ for your eternal soul. A lot of people believe that there's a gap between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1 and verse number 2. I don't believe that. I don't know when Satan was created by God. But when Satan was created by God, there was no fault in him at all. The Bible says in Genesis 1:31, that God looked at everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. This is what God said. It's not what I said. Rather, it's what God said. God said that everything that he had made was very good. And it was indeed very good. At least, this is what Genesis 1 and verse 31 states. We need to understand that that's so. And the one that said that it's very good is God. God is perfect. God knows no fault at all. God has never sinned at all. Never has God done anything that's wrong at all. He is perfect. And he said, after he created this entire world, God said that it is very good. You need to understand that very vital, important point. There's a lot of people that believe, however, that there's a gap between Genesis 1, verse 1, and Genesis 1 and verse number 2. But you think about this. They believe that Satan was cast down from heaven between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2. And he destroyed the first creation. If this is so, then death has come from something other than the sin of Adam. The Bible talks about the sin of Adam in Genesis chapter number 3. You see, God said that the sin of Adam was what caused death to come upon all of his creation. And that's absolutely the truth. There is no gap between Genesis 1 verse 1 and Genesis 1 and verse number 2. There is no gap at all. The Bible says that God created this world in 6 days. In Genesis 1 verse number 5, the Bible said in the evening and the morning were the first day. I pray that you would understand what the Bible is saying here, that you might take it and use it and live and have prosperity because you believe in what God has said. In Romans 5, in verse number 12, states this is why sin came into the world and what sin is caused. The Bible said in Romans 5, and verse number 12, wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Listen, if there are millions of years between verses 1 and verse 2 of the book of Genesis chapter 1, then what about all those animals that died? What about all of that? The Bible says that sin came in when men rebelled against God and took of the forbidden fruit and ate it, and then they began to die. That's what the Bible says. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. That's what the Bible says. I pray today that you just believe what the Bible says. In Genesis 1:31, God said that all of his creation was very good. If everything was very good, then Satan was also very good. Satan had not yet fallen in Genesis 1:31. But Satan did fall from perfection before Genesis 3 and verse number 1. I personally believe that Satan fell from his exalted position because he did not agree with God putting Adam in charge of all of this world instead of himself. It was pride that caused Satan to fall. Adam was made a little lower than the angels, and Satan was made higher than man. At least, this is what Psalms 8, verse 3 through 9 states. The Bible said in this place, when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained. What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him? Verse 5. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. That has put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, whatsoever passes through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. There's no doubt that man was created by God a little bit lower than the angels. And I personally believe that this is the reason that Satan rebelled against God, because he didn't like it at all. He didn't want to be under subjection to man. And as an angel, he rebelled against God, therefore causing all the sin and all the disruption that we have in this world today. You see, God placed man, whom he had created as the apple of his eye, over all of the creation. Man is created just a little bit lower than the angels. And Satan is an angel. He's been created by God. Yet God made man have dominion over all the works of his hands. That is God's hands. And Satan was over all of the angels. It was not that God did not like the angels. Not that at all. But God gave dominion of all of his creation to the man he created. I really don't know exactly when this happened, but I know it is that the Bible records that God gave dominion over all of his creation to man. Then Satan rebelled against God and tempted the woman and not man. That's the truth of it. You can read it in your Bible, and I pray God that you will. You see, Adam followed his wife into sin. Therefore, the entire human race is under the condemnation of sin, death, and eternal hell, unless they willingly look up to Christ, repent of their sin, and willingly trust Him to give them eternal life. Look in Hebrews 2, verse 6 through verse 8. But one in a certain place testified, saying, What is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the Son of Man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor. Thou didst set him over the works of the hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. Satan, you see, rebelled against God by using Adam. Satan deceived the woman that God had created for Adam into sinning against God. And Adam followed his wife instead of following God. Why would God have taken 6 days to create this whole earth? You know, you think about it. God has all power. He could have spoken the worlds into existence in a single instant, or even less time than that. But God created all of this world in 6 days. Why did he do that? The Bible tells us this. In the book of Exodus 20, and verse 8 through verse number 11, the Bible said, Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Boy, that's a command that God has given that this world has largely forgotten today. The Bible says, 6 days shalt thou labor, and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. You see, God wants man to rest from all the labor that he performs one day a week. We really need that. God intended to use the 7 days of creation as a lesson for humankind. We're supposed to work for 6 days, then use the seventh day as a day of rest, a day of worshiping Almighty God. We pray for you today. If you don't understand these things about the creation, that you will pray about it, that you will read your Bible, and you'll find many, many times in the Bible that the creation is mentioned. It's not just in Genesis 1, but the story of creation is in almost every book of the Bible. God wants us to understand this very vital truth.
You know, we pray that each of you have been blessed by these messages on the creation of the world. Some of you may have been encouraged by this great confirmation about the biblical account of creation, while for others, this might have been the first time you've even heard of this idea. You know, and if that's the case, I would really encourage you to check out an organization called Answers in Genesis. They have some really amazing resources to help prove the biblical account of creation and help you defend your beliefs when talking to someone that doesn't believe the Genesis account of how the universe was formed. And that organization, Answers in Genesis, their website is really easy to remember. It's simply answersingenesis.org. Now, one other resource would be a book called 6,000 Year Earth. A free downloadable copy of this book can be found on our website at independencebaptist.org. From our website, you can also find this radio broadcast along with prior radio broadcasts about creation. So if there's someone you think would benefit from these messages, please pass along our website. Now, as we come down to the close of today's broadcast, we do want to invite you to join us for services today. We're located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri, and we'll be starting with Sunday school at 10 a.m., followed by worship services at 11 a.m., prayer meeting at 3:45, and then afternoon worship services at 4:30. Now, finally, we want to also invite you to attend our yearly revival services. These are going to be held the week of July 24th through the 28th. And on July 24th, that's Monday, we'll be having evening services starting at 7 p.m. And then for the rest of the week, Tuesday, July 25th through Friday, July 28th, we're also going to be having morning services that start at 10 a.m. So Tuesday through Friday, we'll have morning services at 10 a.m. and then evening services at 7 p.m. And We absolutely look forward to seeing you there. Now, we do want to thank you for listening this morning and encourage you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.